Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Today is Ascension Sunday.
今天呢是其实是一个升天的主日，升天周日也叫做。
And Ascension Day was 3 days ago, Thursday.
但是其实真正的升天日是在三天以前的周四。
So Ascension Day remembers the day after the resurrection that Jesus ascended to heaven.
这个升天日是让我们记住的，就是耶稣在复活后，然后他升到天上去的日子。
So Jesus was with his disciples, and that he was simply taken up.
耶稣呢，曾跟门徒在一起。但是呢，在复活后的40天，他就升到天上去了。
And suddenly they realized there were 2 men in white.
在耶稣升天的时候，门徒就突然看见了，就有两个身穿白衣的男子在跟他们讲话。
Who asked them, "Why are you staring up into the sky?"
然后他们问我门徒说，你为什么要看着天上呢？
Jesus has been taken up into heaven.
耶稣已经上到天堂去了，已经被提到天上。
But one day he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go.
但是有一天，耶稣会回从天堂回转到地上，如他从地上升到天上的样式是一样的。
Before he died.Jesus had told his disciples,
在耶稣死之前呢，他告诉门徒
It is better that I leave, that I go away.
如果我的离开对你们来说是更好的
Because I will send the Holy Spirit to be with you wherever you are.
因为我走后呢，我会差圣灵来，与你同在。
And there are also other reasons why it is better that Jesus ascended to heaven.
当然了，耶稣升天也有其他的一些原因。
So I would like us to link Ascension Day with what Jesus is doing now in heaven.
我呢想把这个耶稣升天的这后面的事，还有耶稣现在在天上要做什么的，把它联系在一起。
Last month we looked at Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
上个月呢，我们讲了希伯来书的一章一节到四节。
And perhaps you could turn to Exodus.Sorry, Hebrews chapter 1.
我们可能可以翻到希伯来书的一章。
And we won't read that directly right now, but we will follow through chapter 1 and chapter 2 and read a lot of these two chapters.
我们现在呢就不在这里再就是开始读，但是我们接下来我们会一章一章的接着来分享，还有在后来我们会读。
I want to remind you that Hebrews chapter 1, those first 4 verses emphasizes the greatness of Jesus.
我呢来就是回顾一下我们上周的这个一章一到四节的这个希伯来书告诉我们，主要的就是神的伟大。
As we have just been singing,
正如我们所唱的一样
，Jesus is the perfect man, and is God Himself in human form.
耶稣呢，他是完全的人，他也是完全的神，只是他取了人的样式。
So, verse 1 says that under the old covenant, God spoke to us in many ways at many, many times.
在第一节当中，在旧约时候，他说神在古时 就动迁之多次多方的来享誉列祖。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his son Jesus.
但后期的时候，他是让耶稣跟我们来讲话。
And that is so much better in so many ways.
而这样的方式对我们来说是更好的。
These verses tell us that Jesus created the universe by his powerful word.
这几节经文说就是我们的世界是由我们的神的这个有权势的话语出来的。
And he sustains the universe moment by moment.
而且呢他时时刻刻的在维系的这个世界的运转。
He is the radiance of God's glory.
他是神荣耀的光辉。
So here on earth, he showed God's glory in his actions and words.
而且在地上，他通过自己的言行彰显出上帝的荣耀。
And he has provided purification for sins.
然后他也做了我们完美的赎罪祭。
And that, of course,as we have been singing, comes through his death on the cross.
当然也正如我们之前所唱的，就是他死在这十字架上。
And his overcoming is demonstrated by his resurrection.
他的得胜就正如揭示出了他复活的能力。
And after that, he ascended to heaven,sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
在他复活以后呢他就升天了然后他坐在父的右边。
Which of course means the right hand of God the Father.
当然这也就是说他就在上帝的右边。
But what is Jesus doing now?
那现在耶稣在天上在做什么呢？
Well, of course, he continues to do the things we have just been thinking about.
当然呢，他也正在做就是我们刚刚所想的事情。
He continues to sustain the universe, keeps it all together and working.
他也在时时刻刻地维系着这个世界的运转。
And he continues to radiate, show God's glory to us.
他也正在就是散发他荣耀的神荣耀的光来折射我们。
Which he does through the Bible and by his Holy Spirit.
然后我们也是通过圣经也通过圣灵。
And through the church around the world today.
也通过我们的教会的会众来进入在这个世界上的言行。
But we are also told that there is another very important role that Jesus does.
这当中呢，他也说了另外一个耶稣的一个很重要的一个工作。
He is acting as our representative.
他是我们的代表。
Our high priest.
我们的大祭司
before God
在神的面前。
So today we'll look at a lot of chapter 1 and particularly most of chapter 2.
我们今天会看希伯来书的第一章，但是呢更多的话会着重在第二章。
Chapter 1 says that Jesus is greater than the angels.
第一章呢他说呢是耶稣比天使大一些。
In our society, we don't hear much about angels at all, do we?
在我们的这个社会当中我们很少谈及天使。
We focus on what we can hear and what we can see.
我们的着重关注是在我们所能看见的所能听见的事物上面。
most people don't think much about the unseen world that is around us.
我们大部分的人根本就不会去思考，我们是不是有一个未知的世界就在我们的身边。
So they are not aware particularly of angels and evil spirits.
所以他们根本就不会想到天使或者是邪灵的事情。
And the spiritual battle as Satan opposes God.
然后属灵的战争也就是上帝和魔鬼的对抗。
But many of you may be aware from your backgrounds of the reality of evil spirits and evil forces.
但我们当中的可能是因为我们的背景的关系，我们可能很清楚的能够明白知道一些就是邪灵，然后一些属灵的战争的一些事情。
And we all need to be aware of the spiritual battle.
而我们必须呢，认真的来看待或者意识到，我们是有一个属灵战争是真实发生的。
Angels are God's servants.
天使是神的仆人。
They watch over us.
他也在看着我们。
Protect us.
也在保守我们。
They fight in the spiritual battle, for us and with us.
他们也会为我们跟这个做属灵的斗争。
So they are fighting the evil spirits who serve Satan.
然后这些天使呢，在跟撒旦和邪灵做斗争。
Satan and evil spirits are fallen angels who now serve Satan instead of God.
然后撒旦和邪灵呢，他们是堕落的天使，然后现在呢，他们正在对抗上帝。
We believe that Satan himself is a fallen angel.
所以呢，撒旦他本身就是一个堕落天使。
They are all created beings who have rebelled against.God.
他们也是神所创造的天使，但是他们现在呢是在反抗上帝。
And Satan is his total purpose is to oppose God.
撒旦的总的目标他就是要毁灭上帝。
First John chapter 3 tells us.
约翰一书三章八节说
The Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil.
神的儿子显现出来为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
By all that Jesus did in coming to this earth,
所以呢，这个也是耶稣来到这个世界的一个目标之一。
Was to save you and me from our sin and our rebellion.
第一个是为了拯救我们，然后拯救我们的这个悖逆。
By destroying the works of Satan.
通过毁灭魔鬼的作为。
Now, I think I'd like us to read first. Chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, which in a way summarize chapter 1.
我想请大家阅读一下第一章的13节到14节，也就是我们第一章的一个总结。我们来读一下第一章的13节到14节。天使，神从来对哪一个说你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。天使岂不是都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
So these verses tell us that the angels serve God.
这几节经文告诉我们的就是天使是服侍上帝的。
And Angels cannot possibly be compared to the greatness of Jesus.
但是然后天使也是没有办法跟耶稣基督相比的。
Who are not servants of God, but honored by God.
因为他不是神的仆人，他是神差选的。
So, that emphasizes the greatness of Jesus, and angels are incomparable.
在这里他是强调的话，就是天使是没有办法和我们的主耶稣基督来相比较的。
Now, the thought of chapter 1 and the verses we have just read,
在第一章主要所表达的意思，正如我们刚刚所读的，读过的这两节经文。
Continue in verse 5 of chapter 2.
然后这个意思呢，就可以继续回溯到第二章的第五节。
In a moment, we'll read from verse 5 in chapter 2.
我们等一下，接着我们会读一下第二章的第五节。
But first, I'd like to just point out quickly that verses 1 to 4 are a warning.
但是在这之前呢，我想简短的来简述一下第二章的第一节到第四节当中所表露的这个警告。
So as believers, we need to make sure that we don't just drift away from our belief and trust in Jesus.
他的警告是我们认识人的人，就是我们基督徒，不要偏离真理。
So, having read chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, I'd like us to read from chapter 2, 5 to verse 9.
Okay, 我们刚刚读了第一章的13节到14节，那我们之后我们读第二章的五节到九节。
我们所说将来的世界，
人原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊冠为冠冕，并将你手造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，
因为受的
死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为了人尝了死味。
Thank you.
谢谢。
So,Verse 5 says, in the world to come, it will be ruled by human beings.
第五节他说的是我们来造世，然后我们人要管辖这个世界。
Under or with Jesus, who of course is also a human being.
也是在耶稣的统治下，但是在耶稣呢，他其实也是人。
I think it's amazing to think that God will place us in a position of ruling, overseeing the world that he plans in the new heaven and the new earth.
这对我们来说是一个很惊奇的一个地方，就是神他有计划，就是在他的新天新地里，我们人是作为一个管理者出现的。
Of course, before that, at the end of this world, we will be transformed to become like him.
当然了，在这之前呢，就是在这个旧的人的世界到新天新地时候，我们是会有一个转变的一个转变身的，变成和新天新地是和一样的。
And then we will be able to rule with him over his creation.
到那时候我们就有能力和耶稣基督一起来这个治理统治这新天新地。
And that's what God always intended for us as human beings.
这个也是神对我们未来的一个很好的一个计划。
Now, verses 6 to 8 that we read, are a quote from Psalm 8.
第六节到第八节的开头，它其实是引用了诗篇八章的一节经文。
So these words actually were written in, maybe 1,000 years before Jesus came to earth.
这几节经文所引用经文是在就是耶稣降世以前的1000多年前所写的。
And God was already telling his people that we are made in God's image and he has a plan that's beyond our understanding at present.
在之前的这个经文当中，在引用的这个经文当中，我们被告知我们是按着神的形象所造的，而他对我们的计划是我们是我们没有办法可思可想的。
So by Jesus' death and his resurrection, we, as we come to Jesus and trust him, we can be transformed.
因着耶稣的死和复活，而我们这些相信耶稣死并信靠他的人一定会得到改变，我们都会有一个变身。
Verse 8 says very, very clearly, we don't see human beings ruling anything yet.
在第八节 的最后末尾，他说他我们虽然还没有看到人类统治这一切的见证或者是说明。
But verse 9 says,
但第九节说,
but we see Jesus,
但是我们看到了耶稣,
who was made a little lower than the angels when he came to earth.
他的地位比天使低一点, 然后他来到这个地上,
but is now crowned with glory and honor.
但是现在呢，他被加冕了荣耀和他的尊贵。
Because he has suffered death like all men and women.
就因为他像我们所有人所经历过一样的死亡痛苦。
He saves us from spiritual death.
因为也所以他将我们从灵性的死亡当中拯救出来。
So Jesus is our leader, our pioneer.
所以耶稣是我们的带领人，也是我们的先驱。
He goes ahead of us to prepare the way for us.
他走在我们前面，他去到前面为我们去准备一个地方，为我们将来准备一个地方。
And that's underlined again in verses 10 and 11. Perhaps we could read those two verses, please.
那我们接着来看第十节到第十一节，我们来读一下。原来那万物所属、被万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合意的。因那使人成圣和活呢，就只以成圣的，都是出于一，所以他称为他们弟兄，也不以为耻。
Now verse 11 stresses that Jesus is our brother.
在十一节当中他指出，就是耶稣就是我们的兄弟。
He's a human being just like we are.
他是完完全全的人，和我们一模一样。
And if we believe in Jesus, we are in the same family.
如果我们相信耶稣，我们就在神和耶稣里面，在神里面是成为一家人。
That is God's family.
那也就是神的家人。
And then verses 14 to 18, the last verses of the chapter, bring out the conclusion, as it were, of what this is all about.
但希伯来书的十四章会给出我们一些答案，就是一些结论，我们所讨论的一个结论。我们来读一下。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。14 to 18.
Did I say the wrong thing?
Yeah. 这一生因怕死而为奴仆的人，他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
So because we are in the same human family as Jesus,
因为我们都在耶稣里面是都同是一个人类的大家庭。
Jesus can be our representative to God the Father.
而且耶稣在天父的面前可以做我们一个代表。
We need to remember that Jesus sits at the right hand of God.
我们需要记住的一点是，耶稣现在是正在坐在上帝的右边。
Right there.To represent us and to pray for us and so on.
坐在那里不单单只是坐着，但是他坐在那里是代表我们坐着那里，然后他也在坐在那里为我们祷告。
So verse 14 and 15 talk more about how his death destroyed Satan.
第十四节到第十五节他主要讲的话，他的死是怎样来破坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
Who holds the power of death?
这个魔鬼就是掌管死权的。
Of course, we don't yet see the fact that Satan is destroyed, but his fate, shall we say, is set.
我们虽然确实还没有亲眼看见，就是现在那个魔鬼的完全的被摧毁了或者破坏了，但是我们可以看见的一点就是魔鬼的结局已经定了。
And because of Jesus, we don't need to fear death if we are trusting in him.
所以因为我们知道魔鬼的结局，所以当我们信任耶稣的时候，所以我们可以不用惧怕撒旦的权势和这死亡的权势。
That is a really wonderful thing that we can know deep in our hearts and minds if we are trusting Jesus.
所以这是一个非常好的一个见证，或者非常好的信心，对我们来说好事。是如果我们真正的在我们心里面相信耶稣基督，这一个对我们来说是很好的。
Verse 17 talks about how Jesus was made like his brothers, that is, fellow human beings in every way.
第十七节呢，他主要是讲他耶稣与他的弟兄是如何的相同的一些事情。
So that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest.
所以因为他可能就会成为一位有仁慈的有忠信的大祭司。
Now,We don't perhaps understand fully all of being a priest and the work of the high priest.
我们可能没有办法完全的理解明白作为一个大祭司或者是一个大祭司的一个工作职责是什么样的。
But I believe that this summarizes what Jesus' workFor us is as he is in heaven.
所以当然我相信的我们所读的这个描述了在耶稣在天上所为我们做的这些作为一个大祭司的是他的工作是什么样的。
A high priest represents God to us.
大祭司呢是代表着神和我们之间。
And represents us to God.
也代表我们跟神。
So, that is what Jesus is doing as the perfect human being representing us in heaven.
这也是耶稣为什么可以就是可以代表因为他是完全的人所以他可以在上帝的面前完完全全的代表了我们。
And because Jesus is fully a human being,
因为耶稣基督是完完全全的人
He is able to understand all the problems and issues we have.
所以他完全能理解明白我们人所面临的各种各样的麻烦和困难。
This gives us a picture of how Jesus can help us today.
这个就可以很好的一个画面图面就是描述了如耶稣是可以如何来帮助我们的。
He knows what it's like to be tempted.
他知道当我们受试探的时候是一个什么样的情况。
He knows all about the problems of suffering.
他也知道所有的苦难是什么样的。
He understands all the struggles of life and the questions and tricks that it would come up.
他也了解我们在生活当中所面临的这些挣扎、困难或者纷扰。
And he's merciful.
他是慈悲的。
He understands us.
他理解我们。
He's not a judge just with a big stick to make a ruling against us or about us.
他并不像一个大法官一样的就是这样子的来对我们这一点那一点再那一点来判我们。
He's ready to help us in every way.
他是随时随地的准备来帮助我们，他是我们的帮助者。
And of course, this is what the whole of the Bible is really about.
当然这也是整个圣经当中所传递的一个信息。
God isn't just an almighty creator way out there.
神并不是说在遥远的地方他仅仅只是一个创造世界万物的一个主。
But he chose to come down to the mess of this world.
但是呢他选择从天上降到地上这个不好的世界。
And to suffer and die.
然后呢他经历苦难然后死去。
Because that's his whole attitude.Which is to help us.
这就是因为他的这个 他救我们的这个态度和心意是就是为了要拯救我们。
So what is Jesus doing now?
那我们的耶稣基督现在在做什么呢？
He is our high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
Representing us to God.
在上帝的面前代表我们。
Receiving our prayers.
接听收听我们的祷告。
Bringing our prayers to God the Father.
也把我们的祷告带到神的面前。
And express and praying for us.
然后解释和为我们的祷告。
So, the church around the world today remembers the fact that Jesus, after his resurrection,
我们在世上的我们的会众我们的教徒需要明白的一点，耶稣在复活后的升天后。
40 days later, he ascended.
在40天复活的40天后，他升天了。
And that reminds us that Jesus is with the Father in his glory.
我们也要记住的话，耶稣与父是同在荣耀里。
Constantly watching.
他是不断的在关注我们，注视着我们。
Helping.
帮助我们。
Guiding.
带领我们
protecting,
保护我们
all God's children including us,
他保护的所有都是神的孩子这些孩子就包括了你和我
that he is deeply concerned with everything we think and do,
而且他深深的关心我们所经受的所面临的一切的问题。
Now the rest of the book of Hebrews says a lot more about Jesus being our high priest.
在希伯来书接下来的几章也在继续的不断的说明耶稣基督为什么是大祭司的事情。
So, next month we may well think more about this whole issue of Jesus as our high priest.
接下来的下个月或者接下来几个月，我们再继续来了解神作为我们大祭司的工作和意义。
But remember, he is waiting for us to ask him.
To waiting for us?
To ask him for help.
Ask him.太好了。
For Manajai Krikaman translate.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I talk Thai too.
Okay, 所以我们的耶稣基督现在正在天上等待我们向他的祷告。谢谢。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.That we can come to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you desire the very, very best for us. Not the easiest, but the best. And we thank you that you desire that we know the truth. You desire that weserve the one and only living God. And we ask that you will help us to stand for you in this world and to resist temptation, to obey you and trust you with all our heart. So we pray that we will grow in trust and obedience this week in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.